Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Hey, welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli. I'm here with Frank Vandenhorst and Peter M. Fellows. In this week's All About segment, we're going to talk about the power of energy healing, something I'm very fond of. Peter, what are your thoughts on this?
Thank you, Rick. Good to be back here with you and Frank at the Road Ahead Cafe. And hello to all the unofficial peer coaches who are out there. What you're doing, helping people just through their trials and tribulations, is so important. And let me just take a moment to remind you guys, make sure you subscribe on our emailing list. Rick, Frank, and I are here for you each week, serving up helpings of powerful insights and practical hacks. And we built a little website where you can sign on to get the heads up on what we're planning for future episodes, so don't miss out. TheRoadAheadCafe.com. So let me tell you what I'm going to serve up for you today. I'm going to share with you three things. One, how I think the energy healing thing works. And I could be wrong, but that's never stopped me before, so I'll give you my take. Two, what I think the one thing is that determines whether or not any given energy healing works. And three, how I believe you can maximize your effectiveness, whether you're using Qigong, Reiki, therapeutic touch, psychic healing, or any form of energy healing. Stay tuned to this station today. Maybe the day I surprise you and say something helpful. If not, hang in there, because I know Rick and Frank have some great stuff for you. Back to you, Rick.
Thanks, Peter. We do have you back. Frank, what are your first thoughts about this energy healing?
I think this is a fascinating subject. And I agree with you guys about this subject. I think I have a question. If a small cut in your finger heals itself, what else can your body do? Isn't it fascinating? It just heals itself. You cut your finger and you don't rub it too much and so on, make a Band-Aid on it. So, hey, it's healing. It says to me that your body has its own intelligence. And if you start to listen and follow its nudges, you will discover amazing things you can do. And I love to tell you more about it. So stay tuned and don't forget to subscribe. Indeed, Peter, don't forget to subscribe. Back to you, Rick.
Thank you, Frank. Good stuff. So, you know, my take on this is like my jam and my vibe. I want to talk to you today a little bit about subtle energy healing versus high-tech healing. Two things I really have a fondness for. I want to talk about human potential, such as Reiki, healing touch, as Peter mentioned, distance healing, and also science merging with our own gifts. I have some great books to talk about today. One of them is Vibrational Medicine. I'm going to mention the Beamer a little bit, and then, you know, this power versus force thing, which is kind of like my main, you know, way of looking at the world right now. So, Peter, let's get a little bit deeper. What have you got today?
Okay, thanks, Rick. Okay, empty your mind, make room for some new stuff. Don't worry, you can always pour it out afterwards. Rick and Frank will be giving you some of their stuff, which will no doubt be more fulfilling. But I'll tell you, in mindful pathfinding, the model that we have is that you already have the inner resources we need to find fulfillment in all aspects of our life, relationship, finances, work, passion, and health. The deeper non-conscious portion of our mind or self guides the brain to grow and sustain the body and to heal itself when unwell or injured. We call this part your pathfinder because it provides your brain moment to moment with your best path forward for maximizing fulfillment. And what interrupts the flow of this guidance is the nature of your brain's belief network. In mindful pathfinding, we personify the brain, call it your inner champion. And we do this because it's a way of using the psychological technique of distance self-taught. Over the years, the inner champion acquired a description of ourself, the world, and life. And that description got wired in the form of your network. When the inner champion perceives a threat, instead of simply following the guidance of the pathfinder, it disconnects and retreats into flight, fight, or freeze. And that can leave a breakdown in the formerly smooth operations of our body's systems. And just how it manifests depends on the unique makeup of our beliefs. Now, in energy hearing, the generic premise, and I say generic because each healing system, Qigong, Reiki, et cetera, has its own model about the intricacies of how it works. But the generic premise is the body's healthy when the energy within us flows unimpeded. And when that free flow of energy is interrupted or blocked, we get sick. So what an energy healer attempts to do is to restore that free flow of energy so the individual returns to a state of health. And they may do this in one of three ways. In the healing modalities, for example, of Reiki or psychic healing, the healer may send their energy to you to give you a boost, just like someone may use their car's battery to give your car's battery a boost when it stalls down. Number two, in the healing modalities like acupressure or acupuncture, the healer may reopen closed points in your body so that the energy resumes flowing freely. And that's like turning on the tap to let the water flow through the pipes. Number three, in healing modalities like shamanic healing or hypnosis, the healer may try to find and change the limiting belief, which is shutting down your body's energy flow. Change the belief, you restore the flow. Now, whether you believe that this energy is real or metaphorical, there's lots of research that shows that things like touch for health, therapeutic touch, even prayer can be effective in restoring health. But we have to be honest here, this doesn't always work. And people who are the recipient of energy healings do not always get better, or they get better for a while and then they relapse or get another illness. Why? Well, there are two people with complex belief systems involved in the energy healing process. One is the person being healed, the other is the healer. And some people seem to be more able to channel healing energy than others. It's just the way their brain got wired. And some people seem resistant to all attempts, even medical, to heal themselves. And that's just the way their brain got wired. And as a consequence, you might not see any effect, or you might see an initial effect where they feel better, even suddenly, where there's a remission or even a full healing, but then the same person falls into the same illness or a different illness. So the outcome, the degree to which, if at all, a person benefits from an energy healing is often out of your hands because it's so based on belief systems. So in healing, it helps to be humble, to be without expectation. All you can do as an energy healer, and we're all energy healers, whether we perform rituals with feathers and sage smoke, or just sit with a person holding their hand, paying attention to them, all we can do is offer our energy, make it available with the intention that it be used for the person's highest good, and with the recommendation or recognition, I mean, that we may not really know what that higher good is. So we can't always know the outcome, and the outcome may be other than we expected. Sometimes the energy given doesn't heal the individual directly, but loosens a blockage in their inner champion's belief network. And as a result, they choose to take a medicine or they choose to receive an alternative treatment that, because of their beliefs, is exactly what they need to be healed. We can't force our beliefs and expectations on another person. At a deeper level, their pathfinder knows what path will lead to the healing, given the nature of their belief network. Sometimes a sick person just needs to feel that someone cares, and that is enough to empower their inner champion and initiate the return of their energy flow. But I believe, and that you should know, I am somewhat of an idiot, so what I believe, take with a grain of salt, I believe that while the pathfinder is indeed concerned with sustaining health and healing the body when it's debilitated, the primary drive of our pathfinder is to maximize our fulfillment in life. Sustaining and healing the body, while being an important part of that, is only one part. And that's why a person whose health is debilitated can still find incredible fulfillment in other aspects of life. While the restoration of health is blocked by the inner champion's belief, other areas and avenues of fulfillment might be heightened. And I think that the only reason that a person dies from an illness is because the inner champion is so disconnected from their pathfinder that it cannot see further opportunity for fulfillment in living. And he or she may be right, or they may be blinded by limiting beliefs. Who's to say? I mention this only because I believe that in order to maximize your effectiveness as an energy healer, you have to hold the intent, not so much to heal the physical body, but to maximize fulfillment for the individual in that individual's time, to allow your healing to motivate the recipient, maybe to have surgery, maybe to have medications, whatever it takes, to allow that, other than the healing, to be effectively used, whatever it takes. And if you do that, then you're doing all you have to do. And that's what I would recommend for you. And if you want to learn more about this approach, feel free to join me at the Pathfinders Conversation, mindfulpathfinding.com. That's all I have for you. But now my worthy colleagues are going to add their brilliance in aid of your enlightenment. Back to you, Rick.
Terrific, terrific energy, Peter. Thank you. Frank, what are your thoughts about this?
Thank you, guys. I'm going to tell you a little bit of personal story about this. I discovered some time ago that I was gifted with a healing capability. Among other things, my mission is that became to assist people to heal themselves. And so my approach is might be a little bit different from what just Peter told you. So I started a practice called The Gentle Way. The Gentle Way is an intuitive coaching approach which firmly supports your natural need for wholeness and balance. By the way, what I'm going to tell you is for personal development only and by no means a substitute for medical advice or psychological advice from a certified health professional. Let me clear about that. This type of healing won't in instant cure you from a broken leg or something like that. So indeed, there are some limitations to that, but the way to approach that might be very helpful. So for me, the gentle way consists of three steps. First, I start to have a frank conversation with a client in which I listen what's going on in their life. After we have the discussion and inventory a number of issues, I ask you to focus on the situation which is bothering you right now. And you want to get rid of it. People want to get rid of things they don't like. This can be something physical, mental, emotional. It doesn't matter. I don't want to know it. I just want people, the person who is here, just to have it in front of his mind. And what this means, you have to start to listen to your inner feeling. When I start the healing, to put it that way, I get actually in touch with your energy and information field. Every person has an energy and information field around them. Yeah, they call it the aura in many traditions. Compare it with infrared light. You cannot see it with your eyes, but you can measure it and you can use it, for instance, to control devices. With my clairvoyant and healing capabilities, I make contact with that field. I do that in a role of intermediary, a catalyst and transmitter. You could name it whatever you want. I neither add nor take things away, you know, bad energies or whatever things you think you have and others say. I don't deal with that. I only function as an open channel for your field through which your healing energy can flow again. So what Peter just said is actually helping you to reconnect, and that's what I'm doing, to reconnect to your field of infinite potentiality and healing capabilities in it, that has it in it. You know, that field has the potential to heal you, and it's not outside you, but it's actually inside you. The energy at that moment, when I'm there, goes to places in your body where it's needed. Your body has a body intelligence that regulates it. The funny thing is that people come here to get rid of things, and they might leave here and say, well, you call this a healing because I still have my back pain still hurts. But I know that the moment you leave my office, for example, and I can see that, and of course I discuss that with them afterwards when the healing is done, to put it that way, your body might first, with its own intelligence, solve a different problem. Because the problem you had in front of your mind, you know, might not be the problem to address first. That might be something else that has to be addressed before that in order to solve that. In this way, self-healing capability of your body can be strengthened in a natural way. And this is what happens during a session. You do it yourself. I am just a catalyst and nothing more. So the funny thing is, once you know how this works, when you are aware of this process yourself, when actually you had your battery reloaded and kind of jumpstart as a catalyst, you know, bum, it works again. Then you say, oh, I can tune into that field. At first, you need some practice because you're not used to it. But then you practice, and after a few sessions, you're able to tune and tap into that field. And that's very powerful. So my focus is always on how to help you to generate your own self-healing capability, because it's natural. Your inner knowledge, your intuition knows how to deal with that. And think about a cut in your finger or a broken leg. In due time, it's been healed. Not because you're talking the whole day through your finger. It just happens. Thank you.
Wow. Good stuff. Man, I'm loving this. I want you guys to go around another round. Good stuff.
Well, this will not be the last one we talk about healing energy. Absolutely not.
Have fuel here. So, yeah. So you know, when we started to talk about doing an episode on energy healing, I went to my library. I got a vast library on this stuff. It's one of my favorite things. So I grabbed a bunch of books and I did go through them and I was remembering all of the things I've learned over the years, but I wanted to share them. So I'd throw that stuff out instead of, you know, trying to drop a big bomb on everyone. Just let me give these titles. So one of them is called Project Isis, a very, very, you know, obscure book you may even have a hard time finding. This guy, Joe Scogna, talks about the fundamentals of human electricity, things like venting sites, our infrared energy, alchemy, quantum physics. It's a terrific book. So, you know, take notes, people. We use the Beamer, which, you know, many of you see my shirt during these episodes. You hear about it. It's what we use at home. It's an energy healing device, which uses electromagnetics. We've been using it for about 6 years now and love it. So that's why I talked earlier about, you know, these subtle energies meeting the high-tech energy healing. One of my favorite books is Dr. David Hawkins' Power Versus Force, which Frank just got. This is where, you know, one of the things he talks about is our own energy levels. He uses a scale that he developed from 0 to 1,000. Some of these lower level feelings like, grief, anger, hatred, these are low vibrations, like 0 to 200. When we vibrate at a certain frequency. When we reach higher levels. So for example, 500 on his scale is the level of love. 1000 is enlightenment. Dr. Hawkins states that when we vibrate, let's just take 300, for example, we can counterbalance 90,000 other individuals vibrating at a frequency below 200. So when people say one person can make a difference, it's really true. If you vibrate at 400 on his scale, you affect 400,000 people vibrating at 200 or below. At 500, the level of love, one I take pride in being at, you affect 750,000 other individuals vibrating below 200. So really having just the thought of unconditional love in your heart when you go out in the world each day will affect 750,000 other people, 600, 10 million people, et cetera. So just think about that when you're out there. Your energy is alive and well in the world. We can make a huge difference. There's another great book called Joy's Way by Dr. Brug, Brew Joy, MD. In this book, he talks about the potential for healing with body energies. He uses meditation, breath control. These things can be used for protection and shielding ourselves from the negative effects of other people's energy and other energies around us. our immune response is energetic. So right now we're in a world where COVID is a big issue. We all want to boost our immune system. Think about your own healing energy and your body's energy as the new healthcare system. So if you have issues with the healthcare system, think about your own energy as being your best doctor. Transferring healing energy from one person to another. Our chakras, these are all tools that we can use. Our chakras are just above the body surface. So you have energy sitting right outside you that you can use to help create a better world, a better result for yourself. Using unconditional love. There was a quote that I had set aside in the book Joy's Way that talks about unconditional love being the most positive energy that we have. And when we integrate that into our life, we actually are able to synchronize the upper chakras with the lower chakras to achieve a better result. In the book Vibrational Medicine, which is my handbook on subtle healing energies by Gerber, I think it's Richard Gerber, MD, he illustrates all the different types of energies in our body, mind, and spirit, and it's a great study. That's one of the books that teaches about the subtle energy therapies. So, you know, there's so much here. Obviously, you know, we are going to do another episode or 10 on this, but Peter, I'll throw it back over to you. Any final thoughts?
Just that you already have the inner resources that you need. The thing that blocks you from being healed and that limits you is the brain's belief system, and you can maximize your effectiveness in doing energy healings or anything by really coaching your inner champion through mindful pathfinding to just reconnect to the flow of inner guidance that you have. I'll leave you with energy given equals energy. I mean, attention given, blow the past the word. Attention given equals energy given. Back to you, Rick.
Thank you, Peter. Great job. Frank, you want to close us out?
Yes. My favorite saying is, what you think about and think about, you bring about. Think about your beautiful biological bubble, your body, and thank it for the wonderful ways in which it sustains your life in a healthy way on this planet Earth. And you will increase your health. Absolutely. That's a promise. What you think about and think about, you bring about.
Thank you, Frank. So my final message on this is, your energy is who you are, whether you know it or not. And managing your personal energy is the new healthcare. You are your own best doctor.
It's true.
Thank you for joining us today on the Road Ahead Cafe. Remember, good people share good things with friends. So don't be shy. Let those you care about know about this trend-setting discovery you just made of the Road Ahead Cafe. We look forward to getting together with you again next week. Until then, savor every moment. See you soon.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.